Welcome to the Friday, January 27th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 20th episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Ann Thompson, who is a first grade teacher at North Wayne Elementary School. Mrs. Thompson wins a Jeans Day for herself and her team. Congratulations, Ann. All right, let's go ahead and jump right in. Today, January 27th, happens to be International Holocaust Remembrance Day. It is the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. I hope you can take a moment today to honor the 6 million Jewish victims of the Holocaust and millions of other victims of Nazism. On Monday evening, our school board recognized Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center staff Amy Litzelman and Mark Renault. On December the 22nd, just before we shut down due to the cold weather, Amy Litzelman, a nurse at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center, performed chest compressions and revived one of our diabetic students whose heart had actually stopped. Assistant Principal Mark Renault was prepped with the AED, but the student was revived before the shock was administered. Thank you again to Amy and Mark for their life-saving work on one of our students at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center. Speaking of which, the Wayne Township Fire Department is offering CPR certification opportunities. Their next session is coming up on Wednesday, February the 1st. We've attached a flyer to this Parent Square message with more information, so make sure to check that out. On Tuesday, we dedicated the day to the important work of our strategic planning. We started the morning with a group of students from Ben Davis High School, followed by sessions with our steering team and our planning teams. Fortunately, this week, we also were able to have two of our wonderful partners from Education Elements here in the district working with us, not only to present to the Board of Education on Monday, but also to work with our teams on Tuesday. And I was fortunate enough to be able to talk them into being our guests on today's Briefings with Butts podcast. So let me welcome our two guests, Andrea Getches and Allie Weiss of Education Elements. We are so excited that they have been working with us. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for inviting us. We're so excited to be here.
So let's start off. I mean, you have been working with our district now for, golly, almost 8 or 9 months officially. Much longer as we've been planning this work. But can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves? Because you have done work in Indiana, but you're not necessarily just doing work in Indiana. And Drea, I know you're not from Indiana. So can you tell our audience just a little bit about yourselves?
Sure. I'll go first. So my name, again, is Andrea Getches. I live in Fort Worth, Texas. I don't hail from there. I'm from the D.C. area. I've been working with Education Elements for about 7 years, and prior to that, I was a special education teacher and instructional coach. So being with you all in MSD Wayne has been a lot like being at home and being with a great team. In my work at Education Elements, I work with school districts across the country in thinking about how to solve our biggest problems, and I focus a lot on our strategic work. So over the past 3 years, I've been working in the state of Indiana and am starting to consider a move because I'm loving the state so much.
Well, we love having you here. Allie, you've got a little bit more of a connection. You just came back to Indiana. You were gone for a little while, but tell us about that.
Yeah, I am privileged to call Indiana home and just moved back from the D.C. region after 8 years away, but grew up just down the street. Graduated from North Central, went to IU for multiple degrees, so really excited to be able to do the work here at home and see the impact as a community member in Indianapolis.
So strategic planning really can look so many different ways, and in the MSD of Wayne Township, this is, at least in my 12 years as superintendent, this is the third time that we've gone through. We had hoped to go through strategic planning in 2020, but then this thing happened, and it kind of delayed everything. So tell us a little bit about how Education Elements looks at strategic planning and why it's important for an organization to do this work.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I was a teacher, there were a million different things that I could do in a day. There were lesson plans and classroom management and supporting parents and families. And I think of strategic planning very similarly, that it helps you drive prioritize all of the different things that you have going on towards a mission or a vision or a set of goals. And strategic planning is, I think, when it's done best, is a great group project. It's a way that you're working with your colleagues to determine what's most important to your community.
I think really important in that, too, is that so often we see strategic planning really owned by district-level administration or a small group of people, but strategic planning, in the way that we approach it, really prioritizes community feedback, community input, and community development so that the people who will be most impacted are the ones who are ultimately helping to shape it. And that's something that also feels really good as a public school serves the entire community.
So great point, because we have been very intentional in Wayne Township and with our planning, as we have really outlined what our process would look like, that we wanted a lot of input. We did not want this to be a board-driven strategic plan or a district administration-driven strategic plan. So how have we engaged our community, and what has that looked like so far?
I'll start, but I think Allie has a lot more insight into this. I do think that your team and MSD Wayne overall has taken a really community-based approach. We had, and Allie will tell you the numbers, there's so many focus groups that we had, interviews with families, working with students, working with staff, and even an in-person day with business leaders. So it's been a really deep conversation, I'd say, across the community.
Yeah, we started the process with more than 22 hours of either in-person or virtual conversations. Some of those were more in-depth interviews, really getting to understand people's experiences in the district, but others were just general conversations where we could think about what's going really well and what are the opportunities that we hope to consider as we build the plan. And in that process of collecting feedback, it also helped to inform the process moving forward. So we just wrapped 18 hours of design where we really took the feedback from each of those 22 hours, as well as over 8,000 responses to a survey and about 10,000 student responses on school climate and the classroom experience to really inform all of the work.
Sounds like a lot of data to go through. Sounds like a lot of scouring of information that has come across and looking to find themes in all of that. We mentioned earlier this week you gave an update to the Board of Education. You met with Ben Davis High School students. You met with the planning team. You met with the steering team. So where are we in the process, and what happens now since we have just come off of these meetings that have occurred this week?
So in our sessions, we really took a deep dive into all of the ideas that emerged from our initial understandings of what people wanted to prioritize. We've learned a lot about how we want to think about the wellness of the community, of staff. We've thought a lot about how we attract and retain the best teachers in the area. We've thought a lot about what the experience of learning should look like, and we have used those large kind of priority areas to really start to narrow our focus and figure out how we want to achieve the goals that we set. And so as we move through the next stages of the strategic planning process, you'll start to see more of the details of what that'll really look like as we implement over the course of the next 3 to 5 years.
So Drea, you and I first had a conversation about a year ago, as I recall, when we started to think about what could this look like in Wayne Township. We began meeting with staff and doing some of our preliminary work over the summer months. And now here we are, end of January, almost into February. When does this thing end? And what does that look like for us?
Well, I think the thing that's interesting about the strategic planning process is creating the plan will end probably in May or June, but really it's just the beginning. This is the first step of taking those initiatives and making them come to life. And I think the work that you all have put into getting different teams involved, getting different people invested in some key initiatives and projects is going to kick off probably around the summer or the fall, where you're going to start seeing those big changes.
So lots of work went into this, lots of community input, ton of surveys. How long does a strategic plan usually last?
We find that people go between 3 and 5 years. I think when our approach, and we kind of alluded to this before, is very responsive. We want plans that are meant to last but not stay the same. So the goal is that you learn the process, and then as you get new information, say we're hit by a global pandemic, we're able to make adjustments and adapt as needed based off of new information, but being super clear on what our North Star is, what we're prioritizing.
So many people think of a strategic plan as being this group of documents, and it goes into a binder. We make this beautiful presentation to the board, and then it sits on a shelf. So how do we ensure that the work that has gone on is actually implemented, and that the district is referring back to it, and that we are moving forward with the recommendations that are coming from all of this work that we've done?
In the same way that we ask the community to engage in the initial feedback rounds, the input, we're going to ask the community to engage in the process of really implementing each of the initiatives that we prioritize. And so in the same way that we ask teachers, for example, to share ideas about what things could look like and not just thinking about broad buckets of work, we'll ask people from the community, both people who work in the district, who live in the district, whose kids attend school here, we'll ask them all to take part in the implementation process, either through committee work or through just sharing the important message of what we've created.
If I could add one thing, I think I'm gonna draw on a very limited career in freshman basketball, but I would like to think of strategic planning as having all of your plays. So you know the different ways that you would want to arrange your team, the way you might want to do man-to-man defense or zone defense, and that you're able to shift as the different needs come up. And Allie's giggling because this is not my forte, but hopefully I'm speaking to the coaches out there, that you have different ways that you can adapt your plan based off of the work that you've done in practice.
Love that you use the basketball analogy. This is Indiana. We're coming up to March. The Ben Davis girls basketball team, Ben Davis boys basketball team are both doing extremely well. So the analogy is very appropriate for what's happening here in the MSD of Wayne Township. We appreciate that very much. One of the things we like to do is to get to know our guests a little bit outside of their kind of professional roles. And so some questions that we ask most of our guests that we'd like for you to respond to. What do you like to do when you're not working, when you're not traveling around the country, when you're not leading teams through this work? What are those things you like to do?
My favorite thing to do probably is to see a good musical. You can find me in New York City. That's my happy place. Seeing a musical, seeing a play, really getting to experience Broadway, and even having that opportunity locally. I love going to see some of the shows at some of our local schools or arts groups. But that's really what makes me happy outside of work.
And anybody who lives here in Indianapolis knows that we have a great arts and entertainment selection, and it's a great community, some great theaters around central Indiana, and even if you want to travel a little bit in some of our neighboring communities. So off-Broadway is strong here in Indianapolis. Drea, what about you?
I like to pretend I'm a influencer and do a lot of DIY at home. I like to decorate and watch HGTV and organize. And my most recent project has been putting wallpaper up in various rooms in my house. So I love the decor moment.
Mrs. Butts and I may have to have you come over.
Anytime.
On either side of one of your future visits. Last question. What is your favorite place on earth?
I did just say Broadway, but I would also say Byron Bay, Australia is probably my favorite place I've ever visited. You're overdressed if you're wearing shoes.
Wow. I've never been to Australia, a place that is on my bucket list.
For me, my family lives in Central America, and so my most literal answer to this is in a hammock anywhere, but I like being around my family in a hammock.
Well, our guests today have been Andrea Getchess and Allie Weiss. Thank you, ladies, so much for being our guests today, and thank you for the work you're doing with the MSD of Wayne Township.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
The Wayne Township Education Foundation, traditional grants fund resources, and programs for up to $4,000 are currently available. Next deadline for preliminary proposals is coming up on Wednesday, February the 1st. Also, make sure to visit the Wayne Township Education Foundation website, which is linked in this podcast message as well, for more information. As a reminder, February is Black History Month, and this year's national theme is Black Resistance. We've included links to learn more about this year's theme, as well as a list of the 2023 Black History Month resources in this week's Briefings with Butts Parent Square message. We'll share a full list of Wayne Black History Month celebrations and events next week. We're looking forward to a school board visit on February the 2nd to Westlake Elementary School. And just another reminder to stay informed on what's happening during this upcoming legislative session. We've linked a resource to help you keep track of bills throughout this session in this week's Parent Square message, so be sure to check it out. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.